Ramayana, Act 2, Chapter 11. Ram meets the monkeys. Scene 3. The history of Sugriva and Vali. Sugriva vowed his unending and unswerving friendship and service to Ram. Ram then asked, "Tell me, how you came to be exiled, dear friend? Why do you tarry here on this lonely mountain, suffering grief and fear?" Sugriva then told Ram his story. "Although I had ascended the throne of the monkeys, under the instruction of Vali's ministers, I was deposed and chased away violently by Vali. Why, even my dear wife was stolen by my powerful brother. Still, he antagonizes me. Many times I have killed monkeys sent by him for my destruction. Thus it was that I feared even you when I first saw you arrive here." Ram then wanted to hear all the details about Vali. He asked Sugriva to relate the whole history. What were Vali's strengths and weaknesses? Why had he insulted Sugriva? Ram was already feeling anger toward Vali. He wanted to know everything about that arrogant monkey. Then he would take the necessary steps. He again reassured Sugriva, "Speak with confidence. Soon you will see my arrow streak toward Vali's chest, and you will see him falling like a cleft mountain." Sugriva, feeling delight, then said, "Vali and I are the two sons of Riksharaj. My father and I always held Vali in the highest esteem. When the king of the monkeys died, it was Vali, as the elder prince, who was duly installed as ruler. I always remained subservient to my brother, standing by his side." Sugriva described how one day a demon named Mayavi had come to Kishkindha, the monkey city. He had a dispute with Vali over a woman, and he stood outside the city gates, bellowing fearfully and challenging Vali to a duel. Vali was sleeping, and Mayavi's roars woke him. He got up furiously and immediately rushed out of the city with Sugriva by his side. When Mayavi saw the two huge monkeys emerging from the city, he became fearful and ran away. Vali and Sugriva gave chase and were gaining on the demon when suddenly he entered a large hole in the earth. Upon reaching that hole, Vali decided to go after Mayavi, and he told Sugriva to wait for him. Although Sugriva implored his brother to accompany him, Vali went alone into the hole. He bound Sugriva to an oath that he would remain at the entrance of the hole until he returned. A year had passed, and Sugriva waited, but there was no sign of Vali. Sugriva began to fear that his brother had been killed. He stayed at the hole, having misgivings. Then, As he sat watching the hole, a large amount of foaming blood began to seep out. Sugriva also heard the roaring sound of the demon, but he could not hear his brother's voice. Thinking carefully, Sugriva concluded with great sorrow that his brother Vali must have been killed. Not wanting the demon to escape, Sugriva placed an enormous boulder over the hole. He then returned, grieving, to Kishkinda. Vali's ministers then installed Sugriva on the throne, although he was most reluctant to accept it. However, after only a short time had elapsed, Vali returned, having killed the demon. When Vali saw Sugriva on the throne, he became most enraged. He bound the ministers in chains and spoke harshly to Sugriva, explaining that he had found Mayavi after a full year of searching and had slain him and all his kinsmen. He then turned back, only to find the entrance to the hole blocked and Sugriva gone. Sugriva was full of reverence toward his brother and bowed before him, touching his feet with the crown. He told Vali how pleased and relieved he was to see him returned. Sugriva would again happily become his brother's servant, but Vali would not be placated. He accused Sugriva of deliberately shutting him up in the hole out of a desire to gain the kingdom. He then threw Sugriva out of the city with only a single cloth wrapped about him. And Vali also stole his brother's wife. Sugriva then concluded his story. Thus, it was that I came to be wandering about, accompanied by only a few close friends and advisors. As I roam the earth in fear of my brother Vali, I have finally sought shelter upon this mountain, because I know he cannot come here due to a curse. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare Hare.